Hi guys, this is Joe from the Powered Podcast in Toronto, Canada. I call it the Power Podcast. You notice that? Well, it's really the Power Records Podcast. How does that sound? Does that sound better? This is the podcast all about vinyl records and vinyl records collecting, selling, trading, whatever the subject of vinyl records, that's what I talk about on the show and is probably the 300th or so episode by now. I don't really keep track of it too much, but that's probably where we're at right now in terms of numbers of podcasts. And I hope this podcast has helped you in your record collection and selling and whatever you do with vinyl. Because vinyl is the thing. It is the thing. 40 million records, vinyl records, sold last year. And that is an incredible, incredible number, isn't it? Because people are getting more interested in collecting vinyl. I just bought a brand new vinyl player last week, and I just adore it. And of course, the first record I put on was Amadeus. I just love that record, the soundtrack to Amadeus, if you ever have it. It's a nice, relaxing record to listen to with a nice glass of wine. And it is a nice, you know, it's like I bought this, it's in a cabinet already. It's like in a wood marble, a walnut cabinet, very, very heavy unit, solid. And the sound quality is just amazing. Like it's a built-in, it's a built-in record player. It's got like a radio in it. I found this old vintage one that I had to buy. I had to have it. I explained to my wife. I begged her. I said, I must get this. And this is our third record player in the house now. So I have one upstairs for my daughter that she plays her new wave and punk and, new age records on. Then I have one in my basement where I test all my vinyl before I ship it out to my customers. Yes, and you should be doing that too. While you're packaging records, you should be listening to the ones you're going to package. So, you know, there's no skips, no scratches, no pops, no ticks. You know, all that stuff. You should be in it. So that record player is downstairs. And then I got one in what we call the music room in my middle floor, where I have all my music posters and my computer and my desk and my nice comfy sofa where I have my new record player. And it's going to stay there. And it's on top of my mom's 1920 sewing machine. And it looks so cool. So there you go. So guys, if you need any help about collecting vinyl or you need any help about vinyl records, maybe you're starting a business, maybe you're starting a collection, email me at jlcarone@simpatico.ca. Guess what? I still am waiting for Amazon to verify my US account. Yikes, yikes, yikes. It's just, I don't know what's going on. There's like a checklist of things that I've handed in to them, my business license, my proof of address, all this stuff. I did it all. And still there's two items that need verification. And sometimes they're checkmarked, sometimes they're not. And I still get this warning every day that your account is about to be discontinued, suspended, whatnot, wiped out of the face of the earth. Because you haven't verified, and I keep calling them every day. And I get the same reply every day. Wait 24 hours. It might be a flaw in our system. I wait 24 hours, and there's a check mark. Hey, and then the next day I look at it, and there's no check mark beside business verification and a business license, all that stuff. It's still not approved. And here we are. We're coming down to the last 10 days because I think on June 27th or so is the final date where if you're not verified, bye-bye. So we'll see what happens there. I'm trying every day. And of course, today I'll probably do another daily call to them. And they told me not to worry, but how can I not worry when are they going to suspend me? That's my lifeline right now. Amazon is my lifeline. They are the ones that give me most of my income of selling vinyl records. So I don't want to lose them, but I'm trying. So if you need any help with that, you can call me too and email me at my email address, and I'll explain to you what I've gone through. Maybe it can help you. Maybe you're trying to verify, but guess what? Discogs is doing the same thing, and I believe eBay is doing the same thing. It's a new law for people that sell in the U.S. that you have to verify your identity to make sure you're you and you're you. You know what I mean? So get ready, because the other sites will probably do the same thing soon. Yes. So, some people have asked me about catalog numbers and matrix numbers, and I'm going to go through it very quickly, and I'll try not to confuse you. This is the catalog number that's on the vinyl record cover and on the vinyl itself, on the label, that you need to know about. Why? Because certain customers ask and demand sometimes a certain catalog number, maybe because of its value, maybe because they just want that catalog number in mind. Maybe they've collected it and they sold it and they want it back. A catalog number is assigned to every release by the record company, and what it does is identifies a particular release. So for instance, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, that had like 10, 15 different releases. 2011, 2009, 2008, 1972, 1979, 1980. There's different catalog numbers. Now, the number, it doesn't, it's maybe to the average buyer doesn't mean anything, but most people don't even notice, to be honest with you. But to music sellers, DJs, record collectors, and music junkies, the catalog number is kind of important. It can identify whether the record is rare, it's imported or out of print of a certain historic value. Now, just to let you know, the placement of the catalog usually varies on the listing company. Generally, for record albums, the catalog number could be found on the spine of the album back or the back cover. The catalog number is often in more than one place, both outside the album and on the disc itself. It's always scratched, printed into the runoff room near the center of 35 RPM records and on appear on the label. So 45s and 78 RPMs. Now, do you guys know what 78 RPMs are? Those are the older records, vinyls that came out initially. They always have the catalog number printed right on the label. Now, just to let you know what catalog numbers, and they're not just numbers, they are a combination of numbers and letters, but not always. Each of the record companies really have its own unique numbering system. So the style of the catalog numbers will vary from one label to another. Any numbers, letters will be part of the record label's name, and the numbers will identify the order which the particular record was released in succession by the record company. Bet you didn't know that. Catalog numbers may vary by country as well, depending on the issuing label in the nation. For example, in England, the Beatles' Abbey Road was released by Apple with the catalog number of PCS7088. It was in the U.S. issued by Capitol Records, and then that particular number is SO383. So that's really what a catalog number is, folks. You got to pay attention to that if you're selling, trading, advertising any records. You must list the catalog number because a lot of record collectors look out for that. And many times I've had records returned because they say, hey, you shipped me the wrong catalog number. You're advertising this and I got this. And I learned to pay attention to it. So normally when I go to Discogs and buy my records now, I look at the catalog numbers to make sure I'm buying the right record at all times. So if you need any more information on this, guys, you could reach out to me on my email at jlcarone@sympatico.ca. You can reach out on Facebook at Power Records and Music One, and I'll be more than happy to help you out with any questions you have on this particular subject or any other subject regarding vinyl records. That's my show for today, guys. Hope that you're all doing great out there. And we'll talk to you soon. And don't forget, keep collecting those vinyl records. Talk to you soon.